On Olechnikik Lake at the mouth of Hanson Creek, the waters are blushed red with thousands of sockeye salmon. The stream that trickles down the beach into the lake is only a couple inches deep at its mouth, and the fish must flop across a stretch of shallows to reach the deeper waters of their spawning grounds. The beaches are lined with many dead from the day before. Those that couldn't swim in the shallow water were stranded to die in the sun, many eaten by bears or pecked to death by gulls.
70 or so fish in one day stranded and got pecked by gulls, or got pecked by gulls and then stranded, but basically died on the bedroom door, you know, on the threshold of the bedroom.
That's Dr. Tom Quinn, an ecologist and UW professor. He is leading the team of FRI scientists walking Hanson Creek every day. FRI keeps track of the salmon population in each of the creeks where Wood River sockeye spawn, but special attention is paid to Hanson for ecological data. Quinn says this year's record-breaking run will provide interesting new study.
From sort of a selfish scientific standpoint, of course, it's interesting, because the idea of the escapement goals is you tend to reduce the occurrence of these very large runs. And yet from an ecologist standpoint, we like to see the full range of variation from the really poor run to the really big run. So in some sense, the desires of the scientist is to see the wide range, and the manager is to reduce that range, which of course has good reason.
If this surplus of escapement yields a large number of juvenile salmon, Dr. Quinn says they may grow slower next year because they will be competing for a finite amount of food. Also, the size of the stream can act as a natural regulator for this year's adult salmon, as overcrowding can reduce the success rate of individual fish trying to reproduce. FRI's Dr. Daniel Schindler says small streams like Hanson only have so much room for salmon eggs.
You know, each female will dig a nest that's maybe 2 square yards, and at some point you run out of space, and the female salmon start digging up each other's nest.
Dr. Schindler goes on to say things can get too crowded in the stream, and if the stream is small, it will crowd out at a much lower number of fish than if it's a big river. But it still remains to be seen where these 4 million fish will go. While some creeks are sure to see some overcrowding this year, several may still have average or below average returns. Dr. Quinn says Hanson Creek can be highly variable.
You see a huge range. We've had as many as 60,000 sockeye 3 years ago, and in earlier years, maybe 500. And that's not overfishing, that's just natural variation. You know, a lot of people want to know what's the average, but for biologists, in many ways, the variation is at least as interesting. You know, you got good years and you got bad years, right?
In addition to counting the live and dead salmon, the scientists at Hanson Creek measure and classify the dead by the sex of the fish, how the fish died, and which section of the fish was eaten in the case of bear predation. This is for FRI's collection of long-term data, in addition to a separate bear study conducted by UW master's student Alex Lincoln.
What the bear consumes from a fish will have implications in bear nutrition and bear reproduction and bear health, but also what's left behind is important for the insects that then feed on those carcasses, as well as the trees that depend on some salmon-derived nutrients and kind of the greater whole ecosystem.
Throughout the trip upriver, the brains and bellies of female sockeye were counted as the most popular portions for bears. FRI scientists counted just under 2,000 live fish in Hanson Creek, but say it's still very early in the spawning season, and sockeye are expected to continue filing into the narrow waterway into August. I'm Nick Shalino, KDLG News.